from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. California is joining two other states and one Canadian province in a West Coast alliance to fight climate change. KQED science reporter Molly Samuel has more.
California, Oregon, Washington, and British Columbia agreed to put a price on carbon, invest together on clean energy technologies and upgrades to the power grid, and to support greener transportation. Washington Governor Jay Inslee said there's no more time to wait for climate action from Congress.
While progress in Washington, D.C. is strangled by climate deniers, there is no denying the fact that the West Coast is rip-roaring and ready to go.
But Governor Jerry Brown was more tempered, acknowledging this is a small step for a global problem.
This is not a revolution. This is a collaborative of wisdom and intelligence and, yes, some courage, and it will grow.
Outside the event, protesters weren't impressed, insisting that a key piece of climate policy is missing from the deal.
Climate leaders don't threat!
Governor Brown maintains qualified support for fracking in California. Major environmental groups lauded the new plan. Lewis Bloomberg of the Nature Conservancy said it's the kind of action that should be happening on the national or international level.
What these states can do is really send a signal, catalyze action at a bigger scale.
Though it's billed as a climate action plan, the new multi-state agreement is short on specifics of what those actions would be, is non-binding, and comes with no funding. For the California Report, I'm Molly Samuel.
With the end of this year's congressional session approaching, the House Republican leadership has no plans to vote on any immigration reform bill. Washington watchers say it doesn't look like any GOP-approved bill can win the support of 217 Republicans if no Democrats sign on. So at least one Republican, Jeff Denham of California, has said he'll vote for a Democratic bill. KPCC's Washington correspondent Kitty Feldy reports.
Instead of waiting for individual GOP immigration bills to be heard on the House floor, Democrats introduced their own measure, which consists of the Senate's comprehensive bill plus a less expensive House border security measure. Now it's backed by Turlock Republican Congressman Jeff Denham.
You know, I'm certainly the first, but I expect many other members to get on board as well.
Denham has added his own amendment that speeds citizenship for undocumented youth who serve in the military. It's unusual for a Republican member to step outside the caucus without the blessing of leadership, especially on a Democratic proposal. Did Denham talk to House Speaker John Boehner ahead of time about his decision to sign on as co-sponsor?
I think we're going to have many conversations to come this week. The objective is to get everybody focused on the issue.
Some of those conversations will be with fellow California GOP members who Denham says are willing to have an open mind on immigration. Denham is in a highly competitive Central Valley district, almost evenly split between Democrats and Republicans, and about 40% Latino. He is one of 10 Republicans nationwide whose re-election bids are being targeted by pro-immigration Latino outreach efforts. Others in California include Gary Miller, David Valadao, and Buck McKeon. For the California Report, I'm Kitty Feldy in Washington.
An alleged pay-to-play scheme involving L.A. County's assessor grew by a few more counts of grand theft and embezzlement yesterday. Assessor John Noguez and tax consultant Ramin Salari were hit with a dozen new felonies by prosecutors who claim Salari has paid hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes over the years to get Noguez and two of his deputies to trim the property tax bills of Salari's clients. Prosecutors estimate the alleged scheme has cost the county more than $10 million. Both men have pleaded not guilty. And unless and until Noguez is convicted of a crime or a new assessor is elected, he remains in charge of the largest local property tax roll in the country. The city of Irwindale filed a lawsuit Monday against Hui Fong Foods, the company more commonly known as the maker of sriracha hot sauce. Some people may enjoy squeezing the bottle famously festooned with a rooster over everything but breakfast cereal, but the city says the processing plant's neighbors can't bear the stench, and attempts to get the firm to develop an action plan to solve their concerns have failed. For some recent immigrants with health problems, the answer is not a visit to a Western doctor, but a traditional healer from the home country. Juana Gomez is one such woman, a Mixteca healer from Oaxaca, Mexico, who now lives in Madera, in the heart of California farm country. As part of our ongoing series of first-person health profiles called What's Your Story, Juana describes the work she does, translated for us by her daughter, Johanna Gomez.
Esta es una de las clases de albahacar. Esta es la albahacar morada. Esta es la albahacar verde. Estas son mis antepasados oaxaqueños.
We have the purple basil and we have the green basil. The basil is a very, very sacred plant from my ancestors. But it's very important to know the classification of each plant, because even though they are plants and they're natural and they have healing powers, they work just as medicine. You have to be really careful with them.
¿Qué más he detectado son en los trabajadores?
My mom says that the most she sees here are males that work on the fields. She says that it is very common for them to come because it's a combination of not being able to have a restroom close enough. It's a combination of the heat, the long hours that they're sitting, the vibration of the tractors. Most of the people that come do have physical illness, but many times they're not sick with the physical illness. They're more sick of a spiritual need because of the sadness of leaving their people behind. Maybe they left their wife and their kids over into their native countries.
Dejado su tierra y yo me emociono al hablar de esto porque...
And my mom gets very emotional when she sees that in people that come because she feels just the exact same way. My brother is in Mexico. She left him over there. She has to detect those signs of depression or, you know, something that comes from that loneliness. She also has to understand their problems because sometimes people, that's the only thing that they need, for someone to hear them, to hear their sorrows and not judge them. And we are able to give them, if you may call it, therapy within this wall.
The California Report's Sasha Coca produced our interview with Juana and Johanna Gomez. You can listen to this story again and hear others online. Look for the link to What's Your Story at our website, californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Tuesday, October 29th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by URS, a global engineering and construction firm working to improve California's public infrastructure, preserve the state's natural resources, and strengthen the environment. URS.com. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And the California Endowment. Health happens in neighborhoods at calendow.org.